Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brian Steele is a spokesperson for the CTA. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
You like my setup there? I want you to feel as well as you used to about riding the CTA. Is that possible?
Well, we concur wholeheartedly. Our number one goal over the past couple months, and especially now that the city has begun reopening, is to provide the healthiest and most comfortable environment for our customers, yourself included.
So how plausible is it or advisable is it for you to enforce mask-wearing rules on the buses and the L?
Well, if you've been on CTA lately, you will see that everywhere you go on the system, there are reminders about the state requirement, the state's executive order, to wear masks and face coverings, also to practice social distancing. We also have information up at our stations, in our trains and in our buses, about not boarding crowded trains and buses, spreading out on the platform, waiting for the next train or bus if necessary. So it's definitely doable, but it really is going to take part of personal responsibility on the part of our riders. All of the lessons that we've learned over the last 3 months really will need to be put into play as we begin to welcome people back to the CTA.
You're not going to have people enforcing those rules, either distancing or masks?
Well, we believe that really encouraging and educating customers is really the best way to go. Enforcement is a challenge, and hardly any other transit agency in the country is doing so. We have 1,800 buses, we have 1,400 rail cars, we have 145 rail stations, so it's a big piece of real estate. Yeah. That we would have to monitor. But our experience has been over the past couple months, and we're seeing even today, is that people do recognize and understand that they need to follow these very basic guidelines from the health experts in order to provide a healthy environment for themselves and for other customers.
Elif, how many people on your L ride yesterday had, would you say, what percentage of the people were wearing a mask? Last time I rode, last week, it was 50-50. What's your number, Ella? If you can say it in my ear, if that's easy. 100%? 100%. Okay, that's good, because my experience was mixed. And I know you can't enforce it. You can't literally have goodwill ambassadors coming up to people saying, hey, you need to wear a mask. Will you guys provide masks for people at the stations who don't have them?
Let me just cut in here really quick. It was 100% yesterday, but a couple weeks ago, the same day you went, it was like a third, two-thirds were wearing masks.
Two-thirds, and I was about 50-50. Will you guys provide masks at the stops or on the platforms?
Yeah, starting today, we actually began giveaways of what we call travel healthy kits, a little bottle of hand sanitizer, a reusable cloth mask, and some healthy riding tips. We're going to be passing them out at a number of rail stations this week, really as a reminder to people and an encouragement to follow these very important public health guidelines.
Did the public address announcements address this? When I was riding, I didn't hear them saying, please don't sit near anybody if you can avoid them, please wear a mask. Do you have those verbal reminders?
We are making audio announcements, and again, we have significant signage. Wherever you go on the CTA system, you are going to see a reminder about the importance of wearing masks, practicing social distancing, and really just following the common sense health guidelines.
I'm sorry if I'm just pointing out the obvious, but if things go well and everybody gets back on the train, I won't be able to socially distance, right?
Well, that's something that we're taking a close look at. We currently have capacity limits on trains and buses to keep the number of people down so that we can have the adequate social space. As the city continues reopening and as we approach the Phase 4 reopening on Friday, we'll be taking a look at those numbers and see if we can slowly welcome more customers back to the system.
But, I mean, how do you do that? You're not going to not let me get under my train station, are you?
Well, on the bus side, we've actually been giving our operators the authority to run drop-off only, in other words, not picking people up, if their bus starts to get too crowded. And that's worked pretty well for several weeks now. On the rail side, rail ridership has been lower than bus ridership. So we definitely do have space on trains to begin yeah. accommodating more riders.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know what I'm getting at, that at some point those platforms, the stations, and the cars cars are going to get crowded again. And I don't see what else you can do except, you know, ask people to accommodate other people and wear a mask and be as hygienic as you can, right?
Correct. We're really going to depend on our customers to follow the guidelines, but we're doing a number of things on our part to help facilitate that. Last week, we introduced a new ridership dashboard, which will give customers information on the capacity of buses and soon rail cars, so they can determine the times a day where the trains and buses will be least crowded. We also began what we call bus crowding management, which is, again, allowing the buses to run drop-off only, setting the capacity limits. We're making announcements. We're doing encouragement. And I think probably the most important thing is throughout the pandemic, CTA has continued to run the highest level of service possible. We're the only large transit agency in the country who kept service running consistently throughout the pandemic. Yeah. Other agencies cut their service. Other agencies shut down overnight. We kept our trains and buses going because transit is an essential service. And even though our ridership is down, we are still carrying over 250,000 people each day.
I'm surprised to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. And I know that it's essential for so many people. How much money is the CTA losing over the course of this pandemic?
Well, like transit agencies across the country, we've seen a significant hit to our revenue.
Do you have a number?
CTA is losing about $1 million a day in fare box revenue, and then we think we're also going to see some hits in terms of some of the tax dollars, tax revenue that we receive. So the good news is the federal government has recognized the importance of transit, and they've already provided a significant amount of funding for transit agencies nationwide. There's more funding that's being discussed, so we should be able to offset some of those losses, but it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge from a financial perspective, and it's also going to be a challenge for welcoming riders back.
Yeah.
And that's why we've taken so many steps over the last couple weeks to tell our customers what we're doing to provide that healthy and comfortable environment that customers expect. And we have one of the most rigorous cleaning regimens of any U.S. transit agency. We clean our trains and buses before they leave for service, during service, and then we do regular deep cleans in which the entire interior gets cleaned up.
I've noticed that. My friends have too, but I'm getting texts like this. It says, I love the CTA. I live less than 5 miles from my office at LaSalle and Randolph, and I'm going to bike until it's too cold. The next one says, no public transportation unless 100% wear masks and distance on the trains. Otherwise, it'll be a hard pass for me, John. And Robert says this. You're on WGN. Hi, Robert. What can we do for you?
Good morning. I wanted to just do a comparison. Now, I know that Metro, their demographic which they serve is, a lot more as far as distance, and they don't have to deal with buses or anything. But during this pandemic, I did ride it, and, you know, you had some instances where people did not have masks on, but it was enforced.
Hold on 1 second, Robert. I'm short of time, and I know what your question is. And it is this. Metra's doing a pretty stringent job of enforcing it. Can you guys up the enforcement, Brian?
Well, I think, we're focusing really strongly on education and encouragement. Everywhere you go on the CTA, you're getting a reminder about the importance of wearing masks. Audio announcements, signage. Our operators will be making announcements on trains and buses.
But you're not going to physically approach somebody and say, hey, you have to put on a mask. That's not going to happen.
We will not do so, and we do think that as more and more customers start returning to transit, they will continue to follow the good practices that they've been following over the last 3 months. You know, people have been going to grocery stores and public spaces, things of that nature,
yeah.
Wearing their masks and social distancing. So we believe it's behaviors that people are really becoming accustomed to, and we're working hard to make sure that those behaviors transfer to transit.
I hope you believe me when I say, Brian, I'm on your side, and I want this to work. I'm going to start writing it. I will report to folks listening to us now how it's going for me, and I trust it's going to go well. Brian, our best to everybody over at the CTA, okay?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Brian Steele.